चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
इकोनॉमिक पैकेज थर्ड ट्रांच, हाइलाइट्स ऑफ फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर निर्मला सीतारामन प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस टुडे। Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Friday announced the third tranche of mega economic package aimed at uplifting the economy affected by the nationwide lockdown to stop the spread of coronavirus. Here are the highlights of the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman press conference today. A facilitative legal framework will be created to enable farmers for engaging with processors, aggregators, large retailers, exporters in a fair and transparent manner. A central law will be formulated to provide adequate choices to the farmers to sell produce at an attractive price, barrier-free interest, trade and framework for e-trending agriculture produce. Government to be amend the Essential Commodities Act to enable better price realization for farmers. Agricultural products including cereals, edible oils, oil seeds, pulses, onion, potatoes to be deregulated. Operation Greens to be extended from tomato, onion and potatoes to all fruits and vegetables. Government to implement a Rs. 500 crore scheme of infrastructure development related to integrated beekeeping development centers, collection marketing and storage centers, post-harvest and value-added facilities. This will lead to an increase in income of 2 lakh beekeepers. National Medicinal Plants Board will bring 800 hectare area by developing a corridor of medicinal plants along the banks of River Ganga. Rs. 4,000 crore allocated for promotion of herbal cultivation. Animal Husbandry Infrastructure Development Fund Rs. 15,000 crore will be set up. National Animal Disease Control Program for Foot and Mouth Disease and Brucellosis launched with a total outlay of Rs. 13,343 crore. Government to launch the 20,000 crore Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana for development of marine and inland fisheries. 55 lakh people expected to get employment from this program. Government to immediately create 1 lakh crore agri-infrastructure fund for farm gate infrastructure for farmers. During COVID lockdown period, the demand for milk reduced by 20-25%. A new scheme to provide interest subvention at 2% per annum to dairy cooperatives for 2020-2021. The scheme will unlock Rs. 5,000 crore additional liquidity benefit to 2 crore farmers. I will be announcing 11 measures today, of which 8 of them relate to strengthening infrastructure, capacities and building better logistics, while the rest 3 will pertain the governance and administrative reforms. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman.